I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. At the Garma Festival over the weekend, the Northern Territory Police Commissioner issued an apology to Indigenous people for mistreatment by NT Police over the past 150 years.
Today, as the Police Commissioner for the Northern Territory, I unequivocally say I'm deeply sorry to all Aboriginal Territorians for the past harms and the injustices caused by members of the Northern Territory Police.
That was NT Police Commissioner Michael Murphy speaking at the Garma Festival. As well as the apology, a new anti-racism strategy for the NT Police was announced and will be led by Central Islander woman Leanne Little. The Minister for Indigenous Australians suggests comments made by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese about Makarrata at the Garma Festival have been misunderstood. There is confusion around whether or not the federal government will follow through with the Makarrata Commission after Mr. Albanese's speech at Garma over the weekend. Mr. Albanese said that his government supports the values of Makarrata and described the process as simply meaning coming together after a struggle.
He certainly gave very strong principled support for the Uluru Statement from the Heart. He's maintained that in terms of the voice, having taken the referendum to the people last year. And the values around Makarrata, treaty and truth-telling are still very strong for our government.
That was Senator Melinda McCarthy speaking to the ABC. The New South Wales Advocate for Children and Young People is calling for an end to placing vulnerable children and young people in hotels and motels. Zoe Robinson today releases the findings of a special inquiry into the use of alternative care arrangements to house children in the need of emergency out-of-home care. The inquiry found children are often placed in inappropriate accommodation under poor supervision, with a lack of access to education and important connections. Ms. Robinson says she'll make four recommendations.
One of which is that we stop using alternative care arrangements and we transition children and young people out of those arrangements, something that has been supported by the Auditor General. And the Minister herself, Minister Washington, has announced a review into these kinds of placements. We also think it's very important that young people be given an opportunity to be independently heard about their own care and their case plans, as well as the need for us to be collecting and sharing better data.
Rural communities are again lobbying the federal government for better internet connectivity, saying their livelihoods depend on it. For years, farmers have been hampered by the lack of reliable broadband services, and their stories are now being heard via a submission to the government's regional telecommunications review. Darren Keem is a Victorian farmer more than 300 kilometres northwest of Melbourne. He lives near a phone tower but says his level of reception can fluctuate widely from one corner of his rural property to another. Mr. Keem has told National Radio News he's had to turn to private providers for reliable internet access at considerable cost to his family.
We really rely on it, and we've been lucky enough to get the Starlink. The NBN doesn't come far enough out to our place from the local town, so Starlink's been a bit of a godsend for us.
We'll have more coming up next.
Hey, you mob, it's Naomi Moran, proud Bundjalung woman and CEO of The Koori Mail, our 100% Aboriginal owned and operated newspaper. Since 1991, we've been a respected source of news and information for our people. Whether it's an important community event or a focus on issues that matter, we've got you covered. So subscribe today by visiting koorimail.com. The Koori Mail is proudly the voice of Indigenous Australia.
Program sponsor.
To sport, and Essendon have kept their AFL season alive with an extraordinary one-point comeback win over Fremantle. However, coach Brad Scott is unsure if his Chargers are ready for the heat of the finals. The Bombers trailed by 25 points early in the fourth quarter at the MCG yesterday afternoon, before kicking five unanswered goals to take the lead. Jai misdrew the Dockers' level from a free kick with 36 seconds to play, but Sam Duren burst forward to receive Zach Merritt's subsequent centre clearance and kicked a point to deliver a 13-12-90 to 14-5-89 win. After three losses on the bounce, Scott this week said his players had kept failing pressure tests. To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au. And if you missed out on the bulletin, you can catch up on the Community Radio Plus app.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, But if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Apunipamai Clinic and Wellbeing Centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
Testing for bowel cancer is simple, private and free. Your free kit is available every 2 years from age 45 to 74. If found early, 90% of bowel cancers can be successfully treated. Doing your bowel cancer screening test every 2 years can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family and your community. For more information, have a yarn with your health professional or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Back with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, me engine song lines. That's what we're talking, Brisbane Festival. Look, happening very soon. It's great to have some black faces, black voices on stage. And with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with beautiful cousin sister, Rochelle Pitt, Soul Mama. Got her on the line. Soul Mama, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, my deadly cousin brother. How are you?
I'm well, darling. I'm well. So good to hear your voice. Darling, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, so, of course, Pitt, as you hear my last name there, Pitt. Mm. Some people know me as Rochelle Pitt Watson as well.
Yes.
So,
okay.
I mean, I grew up with my dad who grew me up, Lenny Watson, which is of the Watson family from the old Birrigubba, Wirri clan, Birrigubba, and also Gungaloo. But grew up around that Brisbane area there. Pitt family, of course, from my dad, my two dads, dad David Necco Pitt, and he's our family, Pitt family from Erb and Mer way as well, so Eastern Islands of the Torres Strait. So I identify both as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. So that Aboriginal line as well is from my grandmother, the Nobles side.
Mm.
Yes, that's still connected to Nobles. We're Yarrabah there. We all connect back. We're Palm Island.
Yes, yes.
But also bloodline connection to Quandamooka country, so Noogi Noonuckle there, and Cubby Cubby. Yeah.
Beautiful, my darling. Now, you're based in Brisbane?
Yes, I now live in Brisbane. I am a registered nurse as well. You know, a lot of mobs, I do my nursing, love looking after my mob, my people, empowering my people in health. But, yeah, I have a job in Brisbane, so this is where I relocated with my family. And, yeah, it definitely opened the doors a lot more for my music and my singing as well.
Beautiful.
Just finished that NAIDOC ball, Deadly Brisbane NAIDOC ball, which went off.
Yeah, deadly. Yes, fantastic.
Good.
And a bit of background regarding the X Factor Australia back in 2014, yes?
Yeah, I did that. Now, brother, we're looking at, that's 10 years ago now.
There you go, look out.
14.
And 14, be, know, 14 years before that is when Cathy Freeman won the gold medal, you know?
Shut your mouth.
Time is flying, sister. Time is flying.
I don't know if that's 2004 or that. But, I've been singing for, well, that X Factor. So it was good. It sort of put me on the national stage as well, you know, and opened up the doors for me there.
Yes.
And so I had my kids, so I had a big break from singing. So once I, you know, the kids grew up a bit, I auditioned for that show, X Factor, and then, as I said, opened the doors up and I was able to get into my singing again.
Yeah, too deadly.
But also I was in Cairns at the time.
You were, yes.
I was up home there. So, you know, I had Austronesia. I had the opportunity to get into choir singing with Austronesia. They're Will Kepper and Rubina Kimia.
Yeah, beautiful.
I loved it and was able to do shows with them. And it sort of gave my confidence back to sing and
get
out there. Yeah.
And before we talk about Mianjin songlines, let's talk about your professional hat that you wear and the work that you do in health too, my sister.
Oh, Sorry, what was that, brother?
Before we talk about Mianjin Songlines, let's talk about your professional hat in regard to health and the work that you're doing there, sister.
Yeah, so, well, at the moment, I'm a clinical nurse consultant with the Department of Health here in Brisbane. I'm sitting, this is a seconded position because my permanent position is as nurse navigator for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in Metro South, which is the south of Brisbane. It's Queensland Health.
Of course.
And I'm still in Queensland Health, but I'm doing more state work now. And I'm wanting one of my main jobs here is to put together a statewide elders and community advisory group.
Beautiful.
Which I'm really excited about. So hopefully people listening to this now who want to have a say and tell Queensland Health straight on how we need to look after our people and our health, please think about jumping on this committee. But we'll come up there for a yarn and, with community and see who would be interested at some stage soon this year. But, yeah, that's my job at the moment. And,
and also, darling, look, I'm just saying, we talk about health and look, now we're talking about Mianjin Songlines.
Yeah,
and your beautiful voice is good for the health, good for the spirit, soul and ears, my dear. So, and the heart.
Music therapy.
Thank you. So let's talk about Mianjin Songlines and Brisbane Festival. Now, having a black space there, this is first, is it? Isn't it?
Oh, brother, it's a long time coming. We're 2024, and finally, we have an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander music festival in Mianjin, Brisbane.
Well, hello.
Yeah, as part of the Brisbane Festival, program or festival they have every year. We've only just had little parts in it. You know, where they'd like to get the traditional dancers in to come and do a bit of traditional dancing, welcome to country. That's been it. But we've been pushing and pushing, especially brother Shannon Ruska and his wife Kay, been pushing to have it opened up so that our contemporary singers and all of our musicians and singers in community have a chance to be on a stage and perform for the wider Brisbane community. So this is our Mianjin Songlines.
Too deadly, beautiful.
Excited.
So, darling, that's happening on what date? Where are we having?
So that's on the 1st of September.
September, yep, there it is.
It'll be South Bank. There is, I can't tell you exactly if you might have the stage name there. There's all different stages in that South Bank area.
Oh, okay.
But, I think it's Stanley Street, but there is a particular stage it's on. And it'll be in the afternoon, so probably starting around about 5 o'clock or
5
o'clock,
so. But, beautiful.
And I'll be on around that time.
And look, big shout out to our deadly brothers out there, Fred Leon, one of them, you know. But sister, you're the only female on stage, so what's up with that? Girls can do anything.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, thank you to brother Shannon Ruska and Kay, for thinking of me. I've lived in Brisbane for quite a while, so I claim up that Brisbane black status as well. I'm one of the Brisbane black / Cairns black.
Claim it.
But, but they know my singing, my voice here, because I've sang for many years in Brisbane. And this black community here in Mianjin have been very supportive of their singers, you know. So he wanted me on to start off this first of a festival, music festival, Mianjin Songlines.
Well, it opens the door, doesn't it, my sister?
Yeah, I want more women to come through, though, so hopefully we get more female singers,
Too deal. Well, a big shout out to Brisbane Festival in regard to our premier event and having a space there for our black people, Mianjin Songlines, happening on 1 September. Is that a free event?
Oh, it sure is, yes. Good. It's free to come along. And we want to see our mob support, you know, if we can have you all there front and centre row, you know, we'll make it a blackout.
Yeah, there it is. I heard it. Too deadly.
Yeah.
Beautiful, my sister. Well, thank you very much. Good yarning with you. Look, stay deadly, my sis, and looking forward to seeing you soon, okay?
You too, my brother. All my love to you and the family.
Okay, one
thanks
love, sissy.
All
right. Bye-bye, darling. Yo.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, and there it is, Rochelle Watson-Pitt, Soul Mama. And Soul Mama is performing at Mianjin Songlines at the premier event of the Brisbane Festival, and that's happening 1 September. Lock it in, you mob. So too deadly. Lock it in and see our mob perform. And we've got the likes of Fred Leone, who's the main artist performing. We got the Nungulung Burra clan of the Butchala mob. And also we have Hayes, Dark Moods, of course, Rochelle Watson-Pitt there, H-Town, Edgar Collin, Conlon. So there it is, to name a few who are performing. And Sister Rochelle, the only female. So what up, girls? Get involved, you know. But it's great to have a black space there at the Brisbane Festival in about time, long time between drinks. To Deadly, your Deadly program here, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong. A big shout out to Gary. That's Gary there from Hopevale. And he's tunes in all the time in this program, so big shout out. I met him at the wedding of the mayor of Hopevale, Bruce Gibson. Congratulations. His lovely wife, Jashiel, who's now a Gibson to Deadly represent. And too beautiful. Congratulations, you guys, on your wedding there on the weekend, too Deadly. And Yarn Up Strong, your mob. And, yeah, once again, Gary Port, that's the brother. Big shout-out, brother. I know you tuned in, listening. He said he turned the tractor off, always ever listen to National Talkback. So, okay, it's coming to the end of you soon, brother. Put that tractor back on and get back to the J-O-B. You know it, cuss. Too Deadly, stay tuned and add to the conversation, National Talk Black. And a big shout-out to NERS, National News Radio Service, takes across the country. We're based here at Bummer Bripper Media, BBM, 98.7 FM, here in Cairns, on your Dingy Country. National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. one generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. Our fathers were warriors. Their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. Yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. Yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity. Our spirit lives on and on. Nation beat got a rubber dub style. Island warrior, but we plan all while. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, cop car, now you get him. To kick a raga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All same clear, I'm the warrior, but we plan all while. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're not civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. Generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
Say you know me, that is the loving and then them are just not because you can't resist, because you know you're loving and I'm really covered. It's all they pick up, me pick up. No, because you know it's even come to back. Insisting in the island styles. Only while all them are fun, all I send up people fun. You love when you kiss me that them is gone.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you seen Yanup Strong, you mob? All right, QPAC's Clans History to light up South Bank this July, August. Look, fantastic. Another opportunity for our mob to perform and share our culture. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Bradley Chatfield, QPAC's Head of First Nations Programming. We have Bradley online. Bradley, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
My mob are Kim Milroy from Coonabarabra in northwest New South Wales.
All right, fantastic. So you're Head of First Nations Programming with QPAC, yes?
Yeah, that's correct.
And how long have you been in that role, my friend?
I've been in the role for just under 2 years. In 2 weeks, it'll be 2 years.
All right, fantastic. Enjoying that journey, Bradley?
Yeah, it's absolutely a great process and a great organisation to be part of to bring First Nations works and stories to the stage.
Good. Now, QFAC have announced the final program for 2024 Clans History, a celebration of First Nation arts and culture. Kicking off today, congratulations. So tell us about who can we see and the program as such, please, Bradley.
Well, tonight we kick off with a great show called Warriors in the Concert Hall, which is our big theatre here at QFAC. Mm-hmm. We've got artists Andrew Giriwiwi Band, Jay Miller, Jungaji and Radical Sun all coming to perform for one night only. Mm-hmm. We've had them here for a couple of days doing some video editing of their stories, and this program focuses on men's mental health and how that's helped them shape their careers and how it's inspired them to give back to the community and write their music.
Yeah, fantastic. And when you look at opportunities like So For Our Mob, it creates a platform, not only entertainment, but it's still it's also an education platform, a tool, promoting our culture and also educating people of the world, yes?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think that's one reason why we chose all these artists as well, because, you know, they've faced some adversity in their lives and their careers, and it's really great to show, you know, you can move through things and, you know, there's resources out there to help you get through.
Fantastic. Also mentioned in here, Bengara Dance Theatre as well.
Yeah, Bengara Dance Theatre open next week. We've got community night on Wednesday the 7th. Mm. of August, and then we open on Thursday the 8th, and they're here for 2 weeks, and it's always great to have them back. This year they're umbrellaed under Clans History, which is really, really fantastic, with works by Deborah Brown, a New Zealand choreographer, Moss, and another Queensland choreographer, Sunny Townsend.
Fantastic. And this opportunity, has the horsery bolted for performances or what have you to come to the table?
No. There's still tickets left if you go to qpac.com.au. There's all the opportunities for any of these shows to be purchased still. And obviously, we've still got a lot of free events attached to Clans History also.
Oh, fantastic. And what about a local artist as such? Was there opportunity for them to come to the table?
Yeah, so we sort of source local artists, and it's always really busy around July because we've just had NAIDOC and you guys
of
have
course.
Just had Kaya
yes.
on up there as well, but we have some artists performing on our mob music stage outside, and we're always looking for new artists to engage in, you know, for our following Clans History for the next couple of years. So if they're out there, they know how to get in touch with us, and they do, which is fantastic.
Fantastic, Bradley. And let's talk about employment, First Nation people at the table. How many would QPAC be employed for this fantastic opportunity?
I have a team of four, which is myself, Head of First Nations Programming. Mm. I have a producer, Hannah Scanlon, and two associate producers, Natalie Smith and Aidan Rawlinson. And, you know, we work all year round to get Clans History up and running, as well as doing our in-theatre shows as well. We also have help from curatorial, and we've got a director of First Nations Strategy here, Kurt, as well. So we've got a small team, but a robust and energetic team to get something like a festival up and running.
And then we talk about the title. I mean, I'm loving that, Clans History. It's one word, but a powerful word in regarding to our mob and our connection and, you know, joining the dots, so to speak, yes?
Yeah. So Clans History first started back in 2013, and it was put together by you know, some of the First Nations producers here, and it's taken off. For last year, we celebrated 10 years since the first one, and you know, we just go from strength to strength, and hopefully just keep building the program up so we can get more acts, more artists, and a bigger festival going each year.
And it's great to see the city, as in Brisbane Council, behind it as well. I mean, like, it creates a beautiful platform, but it also creates movement in the economy for Brisbane, yes?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, we've got so many things on here at the moment. You know, we've got the Olympics outside, and hopefully a bit of that foot traffic from the Olympic thing out on South Bank will move them into the mob music stage that we've got going on Thursday, Friday and Saturday night.
More like sprint over this way, please.
Yes, yeah, no, don't worry. We've got signs out there saying come this way.
Good, fantastic. Bradley, thank you. Look, all the best. Congratulations to you and your team. Good luck with it all. And Clans History to light up South Bank. Look, fantastic. People going to Brisbane, watch a Broncos game. Hey, check it out. All the best to you.
Come and see us. We'd really look forward to welcoming you into QPAC.
Thanks, Bradley. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Bradley Chatfield, his name is. QPAC, head of First Nations Programming. And QPAC, of course, Queensland Performing Arts Centre. And they've announced their final program for 2024's Clancestry, a celebration of First Nation arts and culture. And that kicks off today. And, yeah, it goes for a good week and a bit. So, fantastic. Do check it out, your mob. And go to the webpage for QPAC, Queensland Performing Arts Centre, and you'll see all the details there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. National Talk Black, too deadly.
Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Foster and Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more. Thinking about your body next to mine, butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember. Hey, love, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Thank you. the better way. And love unites us all. Love is so beautiful. So many tears in so many years. Life's not fair. Does even care? No feeling of separation involved. 'Cause we are one throughout the day to the dropping of the sun. Throughout the day to the dropping of the sun. Throughout the day till the moonlight shines on us. Today, and love is the better way. Love unites us all, and love is so beautiful. Just shake it off. Let the hatred drop. Just live your life. 'Cause love is always on your side. 'Cause love is always on your side. 'Cause love is always on your side.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20, Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Israeli Service. Have you saying, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, Ballarat organisation launches Aboriginal Children and Aboriginal Care Program. As we say, you can't be black on black. This is great news. And we're going to catch up with a yarn now with Shu Brown, Chief Cultural and PR Officer. On the line, Shu, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. I have to say that was one of the deadliest intros I've ever heard.
You like that, brother? Thank you.
Solid.
Too deadly. Thank you, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Shu.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, my name's Shu Brown. I'm a proud Adjumatna man from the Flinders Rangers there. But I've grown up in... lived on Wadawurrung country my whole life in Ballarat and Geelong in Victoria there.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, my brother. Congratulations. Big shout out to your mob there. Now, we're talking about Aboriginal children are 22 times more likely to be removed from families and placed in child protection system than non-Aboriginal children in Victoria. Look, fantastic news. Your organisation now has taken the reins in regarding looking after our mob, black on black. This has got to be a good thing for our children, brother.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, looking at our history and listening to those statistics, it's not great. So it's fantastic to have the control back with us and our organisation and ensuring our children are supported culturally and in the hands of Aboriginal families.
And look, it is about safety, keeping our children safe. But if children are removed, well, the goal is to have our children back with their families, but also while they're away from families, and having black families looking after our black kids, yes?
Yeah, that's right. And you know what it's like, eh? It takes a village to raise a family, and that's how we as Aboriginal people have been doing it for years.
Mm.
And I think the whole system of child protection, the way they've been doing it, isn't the way that sits our people.
Yes.
So, you know, while those kids might not be able to be with their direct family, they're still with people in our community and Aboriginal people that know them,
mm-hmm.
or can raise them in the same cultural way that we've been brought up. So it keeps that connection strong with them. And
exactly.
Then we work with the families holistically,
yep.
to make sure that, you know, one day that child might be able to return back to their family.
Yeah, fantastic, of course. In that process, your organisation, are we talking about your staff looking after kids or taking kids in? I mean, do you have houses as such, or we talk to foster care with black families? What are we talking about this year?
Yeah, so look, I guess as an organisation, we own 37 houses too, as
okay.
well as support community. So
okay.
that ranges from young families to elders as well. So there's quite a big network of people in Ballarat here. So we always branch out to people in the community to see if they're open to looking after kids.
Mm.
We've also got 3 childcare centres too that we run, and we ask those staff too if they're interested in looking after our kids too.
Good.
They might not be directly Aboriginal people, but they work within our Aboriginal organisation and know our strong connections and make sure that they're bringing up the children in the correct way as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And when you're talking about that, then we're talking about, well, we're talking about culture. We're talking about our ways of communication, our ways of teaching our young ones. But they do get a taste of culture, and especially when you're talking about NAIDOC and events like so. Like I said, it's the best ingredient, and we've got the solution to our problems, have we not, Sue?
Yeah, I reckon that's right. You know, and it's deadly to see that sometimes when we're at those community events and NAIDOC events and family who are with their children can't live with those children. Days like that and those community connections that we have are really important, that
yes.
those families and siblings and cousins and people, they all get to see each other in that safe environment too, surrounded by our organisation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we help in the school front and education and uniforms and books and things like that?
Yeah, yeah. We've just got some funding to put out a grant to assist our kids who and families who can't buy their own books and uniforms and things, we're helping support that. But as I said, with our childcare centres, like ourselves, we weren't brought up in that education system with
exactly.
all that Aboriginal education. So we're starting right at the base with the young kids in the toddlers, teaching them culture so that they're culturally safe and ready when it comes to primary school age.
Sure, fantastic. And the sporting side of things as well, is there activities there for kids if they want to play sports? Do you guys help them in that department as well?
Yeah. So we've got our youth group programs, our young women's program, young men.
Mm.
We've got the Victorian statewide junior AFL, junior football netball carnival coming up, not to be mistaken for rugby.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, support. Yeah. Thank you. Aerial ping pong, we call it up here.
Yeah, right. Nah, I'm a Storm man myself. So.
Oh, dearly, brother. You and I are on the same page, brother. Yes, Storm.
Yeah. But we make sure the kids are all involved. You know,
exactly.
And you know what it's like when you get to carnivals like that all mob across the state come together and just have, a big connection. Say, yarn to everyone. And you catch up with family from across the state. It's deadly.
Yeah, too deadly. And then the, art side of it as well. I mean, like, sports not for everybody, but we're very artistic, us black mob. So there's talent there as well. So is that at the table?
Certainly is. We've last year we opened up our first Aboriginal art gallery. And we had one in the past, but we weren't celebrating Victorian or Ballarat Aboriginal culture
okay.
and art and style. And our community is made up of so many different people across the country.
Yes.
And state that we needed to celebrate their individual styles and personalities and artwork too. So we provided a place for 72 artists on our books here to have their own place to sell art in it to the public. And you know, it's been a great success.
And there's a space there for our kids to witness that. And they can't be what they can't see. So that's tangible, isn't it?
That's right. We had a youth art art session too there and a display, and the kids got to be able to showcase their artwork, their talent, and, you know, how deadly is it to see when they walk past their artwork and they say a little red dot there next to their artwork, meaning that it's sold, and just how it lights up their face that someone actually loves and wants their work, eh?
That's too deadly. Look, Shu, thank you so very much. Congratulations to your organisation and what they're doing, working with our children. Can't be black on black. Shu, you stay warm, my brother, and we will yarn soon, eh?
I will do, bros. I'm actually flying up to Queensland on Saturday, so I'm heading north.
Like a grizzly bear, head north. Hibernate.
Yeah, that's it.
Take care, brother. All the best.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Shu Brown, his name is Chief Cultural and PR Officer for the Ballarat and District Aboriginal Cooperative. And look, it's fantastic. They've been given the reins in regarding to run Aboriginal children in Aboriginal care, take care of the children in Aboriginal care program, following Bendigo and Melbourne, who are doing the same thing. And you can't be black on black. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. We are live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindinji country, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Respected, connected to the oldest living culture in the world. I live and breathe in reflection of a nature wild, beautiful beyond measure. Love every treasure, a mother, a lover like no other, brother. Full of love and affection, direction, perfection. Did I forget to mention that complexion? Yes, led by the spirit, time to heal it. Don't conceal it, open up your heart and let us steal it. She's a dreamtime princess. I'm just a witness. She's a dreamtime princess. She's a dreamtime princess. Making a sound, stomping the ground, filling up my spirit, feeling proud. Appreciating, not hating, anticipating, I'm just saying. She be slaying as she walks with integrity, proud of her identity. That's just the reality, yes, a mentality. Never slipping or flipping or tripping, always ripping and gripping and sticking to the plan of this land of what we love. It's time to stand strong. Come on! She's a dreamtime princess.
It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Brothers, fishermen.
they're talking. Seems everybody's talking. Island talk. In the quiet of the day. Island talk. Island talk. Island talk.
Time to listen. You said